This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Are you an embarrassment on the dance floor? Do you confuse state capitals, make runny scrambled eggs, and read too many celebrity gossip magazines? Do you drink milk straight from the carton, think trigonometry is a planet, and snore louder than a Kodiak bear? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care. Because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you bite your nails like they're a snack food, think an MP3 is a computer virus, can't tell a right angle from an acute, constantly lose the remote, can't parallel park, confuse hip-hop with double dutch, and are afraid of spiders, dentists, and clowns, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug, and then we're gonna give him our best friend hug.
He didn't turn the yard, ain't me.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Happy Independence Day, everyone, across Southern Nebraska on ESPN Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, ESPN Radio in Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. It is 4th of July weekend. It is upon us. We're going to take you up to the lunch hour, and then I'm sure you are taking off for, well, you're not working this afternoon. We know that. It is the weekend of the 4th. You're going to get out of there. Hey, we got a wide open hour, except for the bottom of the hour, when Brian Munson is going to talk about Big Red recruiting and what the move to the Big Ten means with the Texas kids. If what people are telling him down there, what he thinks about the 13 commitments to the Huskers so far. We're going to talk to him about that. 1-888-455-3776, or shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. If you're a soccer fan and into the World Cup, an upset has just occurred, or I guess I'm assuming it's an upset because Brazil has been bounced in the quarterfinal round by the powerhouse that is the Netherlands. And I say that, I don't think the Netherlands have ever been considered a powerhouse in anything.
A little facetious right
there.
Yeah,
there you go. Facetious, fictitious. See, look, we need to write that word down, too. Doug Duda out today. He's home in God's country in Ord, and so Greg Shea sits in. Greg, thanks so much for giving us an hour of your day today, because it's a big weekend for you guys at the arena as well.
We're going to have a great time out there.
Sure, if the wind comes up for you.
It's not going to get any worse than it is right now. Our poor guys were out there this morning, and we're moving these panels, you know, to get the big entertainment area. Who am I kidding? The beer garden ready, and you have to cordon that off with panels, and the wind's blowing, and those things, you know, those guys are holding on for dear life. So it can't get any worse. And you're right, the Netherlands. How about that?
Yeah, you know,
I thought they were all just speed skaters.
Yeah, Netherlands. Obviously, it's north of England. I guess is that where the Netherlands are?
North of England.
Oh, get on that.
Get on that, Merritt. I believe it or north of England. It's cold there. I can't imagine. I don't know. I guess you're a European nation, so obviously you play soccer.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
I think that's very true. But still, I mean, what little I know about soccer, Brazil getting beat by the Netherlands, I would think is, in terms of the overall worldwide sports upsets, maybe we're wrong and Netherlands was just primed and ready for this.
You know, the sick part is, if you do consider that a monster upset, that's the American side of the bracket. They face the winner of Uruguay and Ghana. So if you're thinking, if we slip past Ghana, which everybody thought we might have been a favorite in that match, you could have propelled yourself potentially. It just, things were breaking right for the Americans, and it just you know, obviously didn't happen versus Ghana, but the whole Italy bounced, France bounced, now Brazil bounced. Three of the teams favored to go into this deal, all out. On the other side, Paraguay, Spain, Argentina, Germany, three out of the four of those I would think would be powerhouses.
This is freaking me out, by the way. I'm on the radio with you, and we're talking about soccer. Well, I don't know anything about soccer. I appreciate soccer. You're talking about Ghana, Uruguay.
Well, I'm just you know,
we're in central Nebraska.
We were so close, but it happens once every 4 years that we give a damn about this, I guess.
I know.
I found myself 1:30 having my, you know, let's watch the deal at least last Saturday, you know, going, well, I'm a little bit interested to get around the radio, see what's going on. Then get behind early, and then now nobody really cares. But when you look at the bracket, I guess, you see Ghana down there going, oh, man, if we're ever going to steal a World Cup. The odds of the United States ever winning a World Cup, let's be honest, about one in a bazillion.
It's not our sport.
I think it just got worse that the Netherlands just stepped up a notch. I will say, I do appreciate it. I mean, I've lived in Omaha before moving back here and had friends that helped coach, you know, and then I had a friend who was helping at Burke High School. So I would occasionally go to some of the games, and I had no idea the physicality, you know, in terms of how rough of game it can be. And so I know there's people sitting out there because, you know, we've got two programs right here in Kearney that have had quite a bit of success. And so, no, I understand it, appreciate it. It still kind of freaks me out that you and I are talking about it because guys that couldn't be further from soccer.
Yeah, we'll get off of it. But you mentioned the fans. You've lived in Omaha. You worked with the CBA team down there. A lot of success there. Did the whole deal. Did Rosenblatt Stadium with the College World Series closing, Is that got a soft spot in your heart, or is it, oh, just move on to the new place and it's no big deal to you?
No, absolutely. I matter of fact, I made it a point the other night to come inside to catch the end of that game, just because I knew it was I'm a sports fan and knew the significance of the fact that was the last college baseball game that was going to be played in that stadium. And no, when I lived in Omaha, and I think anybody that lives in Omaha, and it doesn't matter, people flock from all over the area and certainly the state to Rosenblatt for those 2 weeks to watch the College World Series. And it's, you know, it's a cool place. I mean, I think that's the thing. If it were just some baseball stadium, it's got so much character and the setting and all that. I definitely was caught up in it. It turned out to be a great game on top of it. I can't name this person. I don't want to get him in trouble, but I go to the Legion game the other night to watch Kearney and Grand Island play, and I run into a buddy of mine from college, and we start talking about the College World Series game, and he was there on Monday. Yeah, because the last game was Tuesday. He was there on Monday, and he said, yeah, my son and I decided to steal a brick. We saw this brick, and I don't know where in the stadium, but it was loose enough that they were going to, and I'm thinking, father and son plotting how they're going to steal a brick out of Rosenblatt.
We'll always remember that. We'll always have this moment.
I'm like, buddy, that's pathetic. But I'd have done the same thing. That's pretty cool.
Wasn't when you went to Rosenblatt Stadium, and I think it's the same thing when you go to Kansas City. I think the grass is just greener. The lines are straighter. Everything is manicured, and I guess I don't know the step up. You go to Gothenburg golf course, you think, wow, this is something.
Yeah.
You go to Sandhills, you're thinking, man, it ain't better than this. The further you get up, it's just something about every time you'd walk out and look down at that field. To me, it was, this is college baseball. This is, if you're Ron Polk, if you're the coach that passed away from USC, Dodo, if you're Skip Bertman. I mean, that's where these legends, you know, Augie Garrido, they aspired the whole year long. It was to play, whether it was just to play a game at Rosenblatt. It was to get to the hill.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that, you know, when they tell those kids and they're doing some, they're running them in the preseason, and the goal is, you know, you're sacrificing, and there's one goal, to get to the hill. I just think that speech is going to be, you know, it's obviously gone. I mean, I don't know what they say to get down by the river now or what they'll say, but you know, that the hill with that stadium sitting on it, you come around the curve there, it's always pretty cool. The kids know where the zoo is. Anytime you're with kids, they know where the zoo is. They know where that's where the College World Series is. Every kid in Nebraska knows that.
I think the new ballpark, there's one thing about Omaha, and it may be Nebraskans in general. It's a big event, and they will support it. I mean, they know the everybody knows the significance, whether it's Rosenblatt or it's TD Ameritrade Park. People in Omaha and this state will rally because it is a national recognized event. So they will go. I have no doubt in my mind they'll pluck the dollars down and they will go. But will that new ballpark, will that large concrete parking lot, how will it look next early spring, summer when ESPN goes live? You know, it's not Rosenblatt. What's it going to be like? Do I think it'll be full? Yeah, I think Omaha. They've proven that the College World Series is theirs, and they're not. It's not going anywhere. So they will come out. Whatever the price is, they will come out. So
it's so much different though than the guy standing there in the white T-shirt that's got sweat running down the middle of the back, holding it. You know, going to the dumpster and find a piece of cardboard and writing $10 park. And having a kid stand out by the street, and you go down a hill and behind a house, and somehow there's 17 cars in his backyard. And you're thinking, how the hell did... First of all, how are there 3 cars back here,
yeah,
let alone 17? But the guy found a way to pick up $300 a day over the 10 days. Good for him. In those neighborhoods, and a lot of those neighborhoods, you'd get back behind there. Somebody'd have a grill on, somebody'd have a cooler and say, hey, buddy, you want to have one? The people you met, I that's going to be removed or somewhat removed from what it is now,
going to be. And we all know that's as big a part of the whole event as anything. I mean, and that's what's attracted people from outside of Omaha, beyond the teams. I mean, spectators that have, hey, oh, you got it. If you've never been to a CWS game, you've got to go. It's not just about the game. It's about the whole experience, the Zestos, you're right. That's all going to be lost. I was trying to think of another example, and I can't think of one around here. I mean, certainly when they closed Buck Belzer, everybody was applauding.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like, wow, this is the last game of Buck Belzer.
Wait, don't be wiping tears out of their eyes. Yeah.
I mean, now Haymarket Park is it's tremendous. Well, this, and I have not looked at any of the pictures or followed it at all to see what. If this stadium's going to have that kind of charm, I don't know. But it's not going to have the neighborhood feel to it at all. I mean, it's next to the Quest Center. I mean, it is a downtown concrete type of environment. So the challenge will be, how do they, like you said, how are they going to title it? What are they going to hang their hat on?
Well, there's some great sports bars right down in the area that are going to profit greatly from this event. There, you know, the old style Starskys down the street was just that. Had that
Starskys
had the, you know, it really had that.
To get that
10 years, it had that where kids just play. We're blue collar. Let's go in and I'll have a beer, and they'd throw you a PBR. Okay, I guess. You know,
yeah.
I mean, just that was such a blue collar. I just think for. That was a place for so many years. That College World Series. You know, I can remember being in there. You know, back a few years ago, before we had much responsibilities and a wife and a house to take care of and stuff. My brother lived in Omaha. You go down and stay with brother. And you know what? I remember being with Florida State people that year, and then they're in there, and there's a lady, and you can tell something's not right, and she's nervous, and she says. They said, oh, her son's pitching today. And, you know, of course, a lot of those people, you know, the parents are always around. They travel to Omaha, of course. And I said, let's do a shot. I said, your son might pitch a complete game today. And she said, he's never pitched a complete game in his life. Well, he pitched a complete game in the College World Series that year. And about 4 hours later, I get this lady, got her arms around the back of my neck, and, you know, just said they just can't believe it. And the whole, you know, that's the College World Series. You're up close and personal with those teams. You see them in the hotels. You want to go see Clemson, you find out what hotel they're staying in. Most kids sign anything. There's little kids hanging around them. They're throwing baseballs back and forth. That's what Omaha does better than any. If you go to Dallas, they're staying at the Sheraton on who knows where.
Yeah, it's going to be, it'd be really spread out. I think that, wasn't it Minneapolis that made a pretty strong bid?
Indianapolis, I believe.
Well, maybe Indy, and I even thought,
might have been.
I even thought Minneapolis at one point tried to make a bid. Whether, how serious it was, I don't know. Everybody that's come up to them just can't, you know. Omaha's obviously, they've done everything they had to do when it was in Rosenblatt. My question back to you, because, Tony, seriously, I could see you just living there. When you said you went to visit your brother, I could just see you living there and getting to know people in all those schools. Yeah, you wonder how does that going to work over there at TD Ameritrade, where it's going to be just a completely different setting. I don't know. But again, I think Omaha, without a doubt, they will.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's Cox Classic. Yeah. It really doesn't matter if
they'll be there.
You know, you were commenting earlier when we were talking before the show about how the community, the athletic community, no matter what sport, is so closely connected. Whether you're in Omaha, it's weird because it's really a slow day in sports. You've got the World Cup going on. You've got Wimbledon. But you open up the World Herald today, and there's two Omaha Royals stories. And I don't remember the last time seeing two big headlines that were Gordon and the Hawaiian guy getting elected the All-Star game on July 14th, which will, if you're interested, be on the Major League Baseball Network. And then the return from the 17-game road trip in 18 days during the College World Series. But those are the front-page stories. You go to Lincoln Journal Star, Salt Dogs are on the front page, and you've got Crick and Hurley playing the match play, and Kansas Speedway petition for second cup. It's a slow day in sports. The people are getting ready for the fourth. The riders are saying, I need a break. But you look at, you're talking about the community, the athletic community, whether you're Creighton, whether you're UNO, whether you're the CBA, which you're involved in, whether you're, and everybody tries to help one another to make the deal go. It's not just the people. It's the people in charge down there. There's no separation, which I think a lot of other towns are split. We want you to come this way. We're not on your side on that. We'll push you away. It's not that way in Omaha.
Yeah. Well, you've had Bruce Rasmussen, who's the athletic director at Creighton University. He's been a big part of that cohesive group for the betterment of the Omaha sports community. They're a community, they have that Omaha Sports Commission, and it's alive and well. It's a real deal. It isn't, you know, there's communities that say they boast a sports commission. They might meet for lunch once a month or something like that, and everybody gets up and talks about what's happening in their corner. Well, they do that too, but they collectively are looking out for each other. You know, and certainly at the end of the day, they all have to watch their own athletic departments, their own budgets, and all those kind of things. But they do have, there is a sincerity there. Leahy, who's been, that guy was the AD at Creighton, and he was the AD at UNO. And he's back helping on the UNO program. I mean, because the guy just really, you know, believes that much in it, and there's such cooperation. But it extends beyond those two universities, down to the Royals. Of course, there's not basketball there anymore. I don't know. You know, the interesting thing for me will be this football team. Will people buy into that or not? I don't know. I don't know if they'll be invited to the party or not yet.
They've never been invited. They've never been in. You know, that league's never had much success. You know, as popular as the NFL,
it's not been a lot of partying up to this point.
No, there's three people in your parking lot tailgating.
Yeah,
it's Russ and two other guys.
That's the worst part about Rosenblatt. They go from the College World Series. The Royals are hot. They're playing some good baseball. They've got Gordon. I think people will come out and rally around that. And then, oh, by the way, there's this football team, which is probably going to bring the curtain down, I would think, on Rosenblatt.
And they've had pro football games in their past. Steve Pivovar saying that. I didn't realize that exhibition games have been played there in the past, and that's you know, that's part of the Rosenblatt history that people don't know about. One of the things, along with concerts and venues for other things, but yeah, that football deal is still, to me, if the USFL didn't work, if, or, you know, XFL tried to make a go of it, I guess they think there's so much money in the NFL, they want a portion of that. Will it go? I don't know. That, like you said, we have to wait and see on that.
As long as there's people with money that have a passion for a sport, they can make a league. They can, you know, I mean, that's what happens. That's why you have all these, you know, that's why you have all these different leagues, and one guy can't maybe participate at the next level, but he can get a group of people that can create a league at another level. I mean, it's there's so many spinoffs. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Well, this is fun. You get to do this every day. What time does the bar open,
Greg,
by the way?
Greg's a little charged, if you ask me.
I
took Charger.
Have to go to work after this.
Did you take Charger this morning? You went to Complete Nutrition? I think you probably did.
I need to.
You're obviously a male slightly over the age of 30.
Definitely.
Your stamina's gone when you hit the gym. Yeah, you keep gaining weight every year. Well, you not so much. If you know Greg, he's not that thick of a guy. But me, on the other hand, you can attack the fat with new Charger Pack, found only at Complete Nutrition. It's a safe and effective formula. Recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in sex drive. Plus, with a new Charger Night formula, say goodbye to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge as you burn fat while you sleep. For guys over 30, Charger can be and is one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. Get to Complete Nutrition today. New location in Kearney, 42nd 2nd Avenue. Get there today. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, fishermen, you need to stop by the Boathouse in Grand Island. The Boathouse on North 281 is now carrying Bass Pro and Redhead branded fishing and hunting gear. Walleye spawn fishing will never be better with the best-selling Moore Rapella Lure. It's a new addition to the Boathouse's fishing arsenal. And the Boathouse hasn't forgot you hunters. Right now, they've got the best stuff for turkey hunting, like turkey calls, decoys, pop-up blinds, and, of course, all the ammo for your hunting expedition. Before you get out on the water or get out in the field, get to the Boathouse in Grand Island.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
It's the most grueling car race to take place at Motorsports Park Hastings. 15 hours of Hastings, an extreme endurance race. This 4th of July weekend, you can watch it all. And there's a lot more going on all night long. While drivers are speeding around the track, we'll be partying around the clock. $10 gets you in the gate. We'll have a truck tug of war and see who has the toughest truck in town. And cap off the night with a bonfire and dancing under the stars. Campsites and RV spaces are available. Gates open at noon on Saturday with 15 hours of Hastings starting at 6. For more information, check out racemph.com.
Kearney Yamaha's sizzling summer sale is July 10th and 11th right in their parking lot. Choose from over 200 new and pre-owned Yamaha cruisers, ATVs, UTVs, and personal watercraft. Some models priced below wholesale prices.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha. Stop in July 10th and 11th for free food, free prizes, and huge savings on hundreds of new and pre-owned Yamahas. Certain models are limited, so be sure to come early to cash in on the savings.
Summer comes only once a year, so don't miss out on the sizzling summer sale only at Kearney Yamaha.
A wind advisory is in effect for the area today, as we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. South winds stay around 15 to 35 miles per hour. We'll then stay partly cloudy tonight with a low at 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
Greg Shea, alive and well on the radio, on the other side of the microphone. The emails are flooding in, and I don't know if that's poking fun. I want everybody to have a wonderful and safe 4th of July. Remember, light them when they're on the ground. Don't throw them. Boom in hand, bad for hand. You got a favorite firework, Greg?
I like them all, Tony. I like them all.
That's always been my problem, too. I keep getting asked this because, by the way, I do have a little firework stand up just north of North Dairy Queen, Carney TD Shack number 32. That was when Shaquille was wearing number 32. I think he's changed his number since then. They're like, why is it Shaq 30? Well, when he was 32, it's not Shack. I was a marketing major. Really, the only time a marketing major came into play in anything relative to my life. TD Shaq, Shaq, number 32. That was the one time that it did. Anyway, so people keep saying, if you had to buy, I've gotten this like three or four times, if you had to buy one firework, what would it be? And you know what? The choice is simple to me, and I don't care if you're in Hastings. You can find this. You don't have to be from TD Shaq number 32, although we would appreciate it if you would. One Bad Mother. It's a 500-gram. It's one of the big, you know, they got a lot of places have all these big 500-gram cakes. And, you know, here's the deal, people. One Bad Mother, I saw them all. It's simply the best firework you can buy. Hands down, period. If you're sitting around going, you know what, Mom, we haven't bought fireworks in 4 years, and I think this country's a lot better than Cuba. I really do. I mean, if you're sitting around having that conversation, like, I wonder what they're doing in Cuba this weekend. They're not lighting off fireworks, people. They're not celebrating the sacrifices our friends and our people, and just like us, have sacrificed for us. They're not doing that. Not doing it in Russia either. But you're sitting there going, Mom, I should go buy one firework. You go find One Bad Mother, and you just sit there, put your hand over your heart after you light the thing. You're going to be happy you did. I sincerely mean that.
So, obviously, people think it's a slow sports day, it must really be a slow sports day. Because I have to tell you, we're aware of your location. I have three boys. Of course, you know, like any dad, you hope they're all just good, solid young men. You hope maybe there's a little athleticism in them, and
wouldn't hurt either.
I love them the same. But my middle son made a list, about two or three. This is clearly his favorite holiday. He doesn't remember some things, but he remembers One Bad Mother.
Well,
I mean, that's, he remembers. And so I don't know what the future holds for him. But you could have a challenger because by the time he gets to the point where he can sell fireworks, although I think he's more into the detonating, the, you know.
Yes.
I mean, being on that side of it versus the selling side. So
there's still a part of, you know, there's still a part of those kids that they want to get 1,000 black cats and light every one of them individually. He's one of, you know, hey, we could do hours upon hours of this.
He tries them all.
Yes.
You know, throwing him a bucket of water to all at once. You know, he's playing a little tennis on the side, some golf on the side. We're trying to mix in the athletics in between the explosives. So,
buddy, you got to take a break. We got to take a break. Half hour tennis. Let's go. Half hour golf. That's all I need today. Anyway, go to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the armor lining. This comes from Dave W. It says, just listening on my way to Hastings for a baseball tournament, was thinking to myself how good Greg sounds on the radio. Any thoughts on somehow sabotaging Duder or finding him another job in another market? Love it when Greg sets in. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the email.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
Mark in Minden, he says it's all the Zumba he's doing. Are you a big Zumba guy, Greg?
I'm whatever my wife chooses to lead, Tony.
Aren't we all?
It's just that way.
Oh.
going back to the slow. Is Wimbledon over? No, that's coming.
Oh, no, we got some semi. Merritt actually, for the
is
one.
Is there a Williams still alive?
Yes, Serena's still
Serena
alive.
Serena won, so she's in the finals, and it's looking like
she's facing Vera Vanariva.
There you go.
In the finals.
And Andy Murray is currently tied in the second set with Rafael Nadal. Nadal got the first set. And Bosnick, who beat out Federer, beat out Djokovic this morning. I caught that match. It was a pretty good one, back and forth. But he's in the finals, so we'll see who meets buys deck there, but it's looking like it's probably Rafael Nadal if he can pull this out.
Do you want, I mean, is Wimbledon one of those things that because of its history and significance, regardless if you like tennis or not, do you watch it just enough to say, yeah, I watched a little bit of Wimbledon
I'm aware it's going on. I don't know if I take time out of the day necessarily to say, I know it's on at 8:30 this morning. I've got to see part of that.
Don't get me wrong. Not like an entire match.
Oh, yeah, right. It is something that I would like to see in my lifetime happen if somebody makes me go to Europe.
Yeah, when you talk about the grass being greener, it's anybody who's ever been to Wrigley, there can't be a better example than when you go to Wrigley. I mean, we've all watched Wrigley our entire lives on TV. You go to Wrigley, it's just, wow. It's just, it's older than you thought it was. The grass is greener than you thought it was going to be. There's things about it.
It's weird because I remember that in the third inning, and after that I don't remember anything.
I don't know why I bring up Wimbledon, but I think it's one of those that the significance. I didn't know where we're at. I haven't been up to date on it, but I generally try to at least to see. Every year it's like, hey, Wimbledon came on. I had the unbelievable fortune about 3 or 4 years ago to go to St. Andrews, and I always wondered, when you watch golf in Scotland, the Open. Whatever happened to the British Open? The British Open. They just call it the Open now, but the British Open. The grass is greener than you think.
It's not manicured.
It's manicured. The surroundings are rough, but the actual fairways and stuff are incredible. I mean, it's just the way it flows and the way it looks in person compared to what you see on TV. So again,
are the bunkers bigger and deeper and
better looking in person than on TV? I mean, it
looked like a blow. It looked like a blowout here.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I. So, anyways, back to being a slow sports day, I guess.
No, that's pretty. That's one of those neat things that checked that off the list of. What's your favorite baseball stadium you've had an opportunity to go to? You like Wrigley?
I like Wrigley. I wouldn't say it's my favorite. It's hard to beat Coors Stadium in Denver. I mean, I like the concourse where you can walk all the way around. I think that's really cool. I think the it's spacious. The sight lines are unbelievable. The setting in downtown Denver. I mean, I think that's pretty phenomenal. I of course haven't been to Fenway. I mean, I'd love to be able to say I've been to Fenway. I can tell you one that was I thought Busch Stadium was not all that exciting before. Now Busch Stadium, the new one, I don't know, but the one before I never thought was all, other than the fact that everybody, it's a different feel among the fans at Busch Stadium. I mean, they are baseball fans and they are Cardinals fans and they come in red and they show their colors. The rest of the stadium, I never thought it was anything more than one of those stadiums that they're all the cookie cutter, big kind of riverfront looking stadiums whenever they were built in the 60s.
I got to go to Houston. And, you got the roof on Minute Maid Park because in the middle of summer, obviously, Houston's balmy. And you go from 137 degrees to a very, very handleable 71. That's pretty, you walk in through these gates and. It's one of those newer fields, much like Coors Field, or just got the newer amenities to the place. And I'm going to take that one as one that I just say, hey, big thumbs up. And so as far as watching, I guess see the Mets and them play a great baseball game and just a fun time, good seats. Anytime you get good seats, I think it really helps the atmosphere too. But just a nice place, and they're always updating these baseball parks. Damon Day sits in. He loves Cleveland. That's his hometown ballpark. He's been to a lot of them. Kauffman Stadium, we say all the time, is lovely. Coors Field is lovely. There's a lot of good ones. I would say that, the ambience at Wrigley, like you said, it's older than you think it is. The field and stuff is great. The first seat I had was right behind one of those pillars in right field. And I'm sitting here going, what year are we in?
But nonetheless,
we got to get to a break, and we got to talk to Brian Munson from the Big Red Report We're going to talk some Husker recruiting.
We're actually going to have a topic?
A topic, yes.
A topic, great.
Right after this, Doug and Daddy Show.
They're going to jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
Carney Yamaha's sizzling summer sale is July 10th and 11th right in their parking lot. Choose from over 200 new and pre-owned Yamaha cruisers, ATVs, UTVs, and personal watercraft. Some models priced below wholesale prices.
This is Trevor Bryan at Carney Yamaha. Stop in July 10th and 11th for free food, free prizes, and huge savings on hundreds of new and pre-owned Yamahas. Certain models are limited, so be sure to come early to cash in on the savings.
Summer comes only once a year, so don't miss out on the sizzling summer sale only at Carney Yamaha.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory is in effect for the area today as we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. South winds stay around 15 to 35 miles per hour. We'll then stay partly cloudy tonight with a low at 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
During a break, Daryl Dawkins' name came up right here at the Doug and Daddy Show. We're efforting Brian Munson from the Big Red Report. That's interesting because we were going back to things that happened at the arena while Greg's been here. One of my favorite products, which apparently there are 13 of us that really enjoyed that product, was the basketball league. And we were talking that with this UNK entertaining these thoughts of moving to the MIAA, that Larry House is actually part of the staff. And you remember Larry House? Played at Creighton, and he was a high-flying act, like a 59-inch vertical jumper. It maybe wasn't 59, but it was something.
He was a freak.
He was a freak. And one of those things. Have you had time to entertain thoughts of, would Kearney entertain thoughts of having a hockey team with UNO? Having a hockey team, is that something... has ever been
talked
are
about.
Are we switching subjects again?
We're talking arena now. We're talking arena while we wait for, because I wanted to get others. I brought Larry House in for the MIAA talk.
Okay.
And then with the move, has there been any talk at all about UNK having a hockey team or talks with you guys at all?
No. I don't know all the schools in that conference. I don't know that there's actually, you know, you mentioned it to me, and I don't know that there's any schools in that conference that play hockey. I'd have to take a list to see, but my guess is that, you know, take the conference that, for instance, St. Cloud State, some of those schools that are D2 in football and basketball that are D1 in hockey.
Bemidji.
You know, I don't know if those, you know, if we're talking about the same schools or not. Are we?
We'd have to delve into that.
We'd have to.
Well, right now we're going to delve into a little Husker recruiting with Brian Munz from the Big Red Report. Brian, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
What has the move? This is a question everybody gets on the street. How is this going to affect Nebraska recruiting in Texas? What are those kids telling you?
You know, I've got a good chance to talk to Jamal Turner over and over and over again down here. And the fact of the matter is, he is just not affected by the move at all. And some of the things that he kind of cited to me was, you know, sure, he'd love to go play Oklahoma and beat Oklahoma and play Texas and beat Texas. But it's just as, you know, a big win and a big game to go to Ohio State and go to Michigan and go to Wisconsin and go to Penn State and beat those teams. Not only that, I mean, when you start talking about a kid that maybe plays two games in Texas where it's easier for his family to come down here and in the area and see him, whether they go to Waco or College Station or Lubbock or whatever, if they get a chance to go ahead and on the TV and see Jamal play every single weekend because of the Big Ten Network, that's also pretty compelling for him to go ahead and say, you know what, my parents can't see me every week up there in Nebraska anyway, but they can turn the TV every weekend now and see me on the Big Ten Network. A lot of guys out here, Kevin Mitchell told me very similar things as well. I think that the Big Ten move is going to have, you know, it's going to be onesie-twosie. I think Aaron Green isn't necessarily all that thrilled about it. I know there have been some other guys that have talked about it. I talked to Kyler Reed's brother, Dagan Reed, the other weekend. He wasn't as thrilled about Nebraska going to the Big Ten over, leaving the Big 12 and not playing area teams. But I think that those guys are far and few between when it comes to just the overall consensus of what they feel about moving to the Big Ten.
Brian, 13 commits right now. Is that about where Nebraska wants to be?
I think so, because if you really look at what Nebraska is doing, they're still being very selective. There isn't a lot of guys, or there isn't a guy you can point to on the list and go, man, they really took a stretch and taking a flyer on that guy. I think Nebraska has done their homework. You know, they bring in guys like Daniel Davey. They wanted to get a look at Daniel Davey, even though Kansas had offered him before going to camp. You bring Daniel Davey into camp, you really verify where you can see a guy like that play. They knew he was fast. They knew he was raw. But which side of the football could he potentially play? And is he a Division I guy? Can he do something here in Nebraska? I think the same can be said, you know, a little bit about Zach Stirrup, where they saw people like Notre Dame step up an offer and Stanford step up an offer, and all of a sudden they get the answer that they've been looking for, that he wants to play Division I football as opposed to basketball. And that was really what they wanted to do. They didn't want a guy that was on the fence, that was all wishy-washy about which sport he wanted to play. They wanted a commitment to it from a kid that knew he wanted to play football and knew he wanted to play for Nebraska. And I think that Nebraska just showing that selectivity and going out there and targeting the right guys, that they've done a tremendous job so far. You wish that they could go ahead and get a couple more defensive guys. There are holes, you know, in the class so far. I think defensive line is a position that they need to start showing up pretty quick. I don't like necessarily what they have left when it comes to the targets they have left along the defensive tackle and at the defensive end position, and you really wonder how they're going to fill those spots.
Brian, in your estimation, is that somebody they'll go the junior college route to try and fill those spots?
You know, I don't necessarily think so. I think Nebraska thinks that they have some depth there, that they can continue to develop the guys that they have there. They'd love to go the high school route. If there is a position, though, that I feel like they could go back in and dip into the junior college route, it might be wide receiver. I just don't see Nebraska being appealing right now to high school wide receivers, at least the top guys, that Nebraska could go back to the junior college level. And those guys at the junior college level seem to have a little bit different of opinion of Nebraska for some reason when it comes to the type of ball that's being played there, the big-time program as opposed to a high school kid that has it in their head that they're going to go there and be a blocking wide receiver at Nebraska. It kind of blows my mind that those guys have such different opinions, but that seems to be what, you know, you kind of find by talking to those two different types of kids.
Brian Munson from the Big Red Report joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, when you take a look, in your estimation, in our own backyard, Zach Stirrup, your thoughts on him as a football player?
I think he has tremendous upside. I think Zach Stirrup is a little bit of a project. You have to wonder how a guy, when you get that vertical, you know, you have a lot to worry about because, you know, you got people that play with leverage and people that play with leverage well. And you start talking about guys off the edge now that are 6'4", 6'5", and you talk about lengthening out an offensive tackle now to 6'9", and I don't even know if he's done growing yet, guys. I mean, you're still talking about a guy that's 265 who probably needs to carry another 50 pounds. Great athlete, great feet. It's all there. All the tools are there. He really has to get into the technique now and understand how the college game is played and how to use his body. That's going to take a couple years for him to figure that out. It's also going to take a couple years for him to really get that body to mature to be ready to play at the Division I level. I still think, though, when everything is said and done, the upside, the sky's the limit with this kid. I think he can really go down to Nebraska. And like his coach has told me before down there at Hastings St. Cecilia, he thinks he can be an All-American in Nebraska, and he should know because he used to coach John Perella. So, I mean, he has the background of seeing what it takes for a guy to be there, and he's seen it now in Stirrup.
Is offensive tackle really the only position that he's looking at?
Yeah, you know, I don't see Stirrup really. He's not a wide guy, you know.
Right.
And I think that the athleticism, you know, the ability to play basketball and football, being at 6'9", 265, 270 pounds, really takes a tremendous athlete to go ahead and be like that. I don't see him being able to project to the right tackle position. I mean, to the right guard position. He's definitely not a left guard. I see him either being a left tackle or right tackle. I think he plays right tackle now at St. Cecilia, although I could be wrong about that. But I really do see this guy being a bookend tackle at the Division I level and more than likely a left tackle just because of his feet and athleticism.
Brian Munson from the Big Red Report joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, what's next for Husker recruiting? Where are they looking at?
You know, I think Nebraska's really going to start targeting in on this, on the linebacker position. You have to think about Anthony Serrao, who came in for the summer camp, you know, and he was waiting on his test score to come back to see if he was going to be eligible to enroll at Stanford. I think we're within about a couple weeks of figuring out whether or not he can get that score. He'll get his test score back here soon. And then if he does miss on the test score and Nebraska isn't able to pick him up, there's another player by the name of David Santos who's down around the Houston area at Klein Collins. He's going to take a trip up there as well, and I've been talking to his coach, Coach Swoboda, and he's very fired up about the chance to go up there to Nebraska and take a look around. But he definitely wants to take a visit first before making up any decisions. You may see that linebacker position. You know, they're looking. I think they were just looking for one guy. You may see them grab two guys, especially if they can grab a guy like Serrao, and then maybe a Santos wants to come in as well. But then you've also got some other guys up there like Dexter Moody, who's a junior college player down at Fort Scott, who's also hanging out there that Nebraska's very high on. I think the linebacker position is going to be one to follow here because I think Nebraska could get their commitment here in the next month.
Brian, does the linebacker position, when you talk to those kids that want to play linebacker, whether they're gung-ho about Nebraska or are not totally sold on them, with the whole peso defense and the talk of that and maybe only using one linebacker, does that hinder it some?
No, you know, that's something that I definitely talked to Anthony Serrao about, and Serrao was wanting to get more of some background on how the peso was going to work. The one thing that Nebraska can sell to Serrao or to Santos or any other linebacker is that the demands of a linebacker when it comes down to taking a guy off the field and just staying with two and bringing a defensive back on, athletically, these guys have got to be off the charts. I mean, the athleticism, being more physical, playing between the tackles, I mean, that's where most of your job is going to be done. I think that if you can tell a kid that he really reminds you of a guy or he looks like a guy that could do something like that, I think it's one of the ultimate compliments that can be paid to a linebacker. I think that if you can go up there and say, look, I not only see you doing this, I see you flourishing in that. I see you being the next Philip Dillard. I see you being that kind of guy. You know, if Philip Dillard would have had another couple of years in this system, he's better than a third or fourth round draft pick. I mean, to me, that's an ultimate sell. And I think also Nebraska has a lot to really put at the table, too. These guys are really liking the fact that the Coach Eckler could be their coach. The energy, just the over-the-top enthusiasm of being a coach and being involved in Nebraska football. It's contagious. And those guys all talk about Coach Eckler and the type of energy he brings to the table.
Brian, this comes from Ron in Amherst. He wants to know, with a relatively small recruiting class a year ago, what numbers are you looking to close this class out with?
You know, I don't think it's quite a full class this year. You know, I think you're still talking about 22, 23 guys. It's really going to depend on the walk-ons and who's there now currently that's not on scholarship and how that transfers forward. Plus, you also got to start thinking about Braylon Hurd. Does Braylon Hurd get qualified? Is he able to get to Lincoln sometime this year, or is he a guy that potentially has to show up in the spring, or does he have to go ahead and go down to a junior college and play for a couple of years and then come back to Nebraska in a couple of years? I think that there is some, you know, the possibility that could swing one way or another. I don't see it being a total complete class, you know, a full 25. I see it being very close to that, though. It could be in that 23, 24 range.
Brian, great stuff. We appreciate the time, as always, here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, guys. Have a great fourth. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. You do the same, Brian. Appreciate it. Brian Munson does a fabulous job of following those Texas recruits and does a great job. When he comes to Kearney, he was a UNK guy. He wanted Godfather's Pizza. They didn't have it when he was here. They've got it now, folks. They've got Godfather's Pizza right now in Kearney. Call them right now, 234-9444. Full catering service, room for private parties, new extended hours, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11, with delivery every day during store hours. If you're really hungry, you got to try a calzone. They are huge and oh so good. Plus, you pick the filling. Each one is made to order just like their pizzas. Hey, ESPN's on as well. Several big screen TVs await you while you eat, plus the crane game, and I'm going to get that little yellow bear yet. His arm's caught under that damn blue bear, but I'm going to get him. I know. It's a few more dollars. That bear is mine. Godfather's Pizza, now open. Their new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street. You find Complete Nutrition. You go right behind it. You find Godfather's Pizza. Buffet, $6.50. That includes salad bar. We're back after this.
You take your six-year-old to the playground. You watch her go down the slide, then run over to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for just a few seconds. You look back at the swings, and she's gone. Your heart drops into your stomach. You jump up, your eyes searching. You cry out her name.
Lily? Lily?
From the top of the slide, you hear a voice.
Mommy, watch me!
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Just when you thought it was safe to enter the month of July.
It's the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest at the Hilltop Mall. July 9th, 11 to 1. Tune to Doug and Daddy at 11 weekdays for entry details. How many quarter-pound Trotman's dogs can you hold down? 10?
No problem.
Big 12? Maybe a pack 16.
Wrong.
Plus, some returning members from the Storm hockey team will be there. Big winners, big eaters. We love them all on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
A wind advisory is in effect for the area today as we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 80s. South winds stay around 15 to 35 miles per hour. We'll then stay partly cloudy tonight with a low at 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
Ah, back Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, don't forget Troutman's for the 4th. Fresh out of the smokehouse, cherry bomb brat. Kind of sweet, kind of sour, and deliciously made with jalapenos and cherries. That's right, Troutman's quality meats. All the beef at Troutman's, USDA certified Angus beef, aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Whether you're looking at ribeyes, New York steaks, T-bones, top sirloins, flat irons, London broils, they've got it all. Troutman's quality meat. USDA certified Angus beef. They have the best steaks around, plus ground beef patties, lots of sizes to choose from, plus a vacuum pack. If you're headed to the lake, you're headed to a barbecue, you want to throw something in the cooler, no problem. The vacuum pack it up for you. Tell Carrie and the gang, do it free of charge, just for you. Hey, the fresh sausage is right out of the smokehouse as well, great for grilling. Plus, Carrie has made a triple batch of the chili cheese dogs. Don't forget the beer. Troutman's has it and has it ice cold waiting for you. All the wines to enjoy over the 4th of July holiday. Troutman's quality meats, a grill's best friend. Looking forward to seeing you before the 4th when you're out there grilling. Hopefully that wind's going to go down for you when you're grilling. Hey, we got a little, go back to the Den Popper inboxes. Adam chimes in from Holdridge. Dude's middle name must be Direction, because when he's gone, the show has none. Up until the recruiting bid, I could have sworn it was Central Nebraska's version of View with Big Daddy filling the role of pre-weight loss Star Jones. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate that. Have a happy 4th, Adam.
Which one of those am I, Adam? If it's the View.
You'd be the Star Jones after. You'd be the skinnier version, I think.
Yeah, so next time they announce that Greg Shea is filling in, you can just know that. No, there's just not going to be any direction. Boy, Adam's tough.
Adam is tough. Hey, you know what? This goes on. We got a little read here for the Bertrand Fire Department Hook and Ladder 4-person 2-day golf tournament going on the July 10th and 11th at the Highline Country Club. Highline Golf Course. I believe it's not a country club in Bertrand, but it is a very nice 9-hole golf course, and Patrick B. has the course set up very, very tough. $300 entry fee per team, the first 36 teams. Hey, they got a Calcutta. They've got meal for you. Perfect opportunity. The 10th and 11th of July. Call over there, or you can call Jerry Johnson at 472-5343 to sign up. Hey, it's just a week away. Check it out, the Bertrand Fire Department Hook and Ladder. 4-person, 2-day golf tournament going on. $300 the entry fee per team. Like I said, the first 36 teams show up. They're going to have a morning flight. They're going to have an afternoon flight, 7:30 and 11. That'll all be determined by Saturday's score on Sunday. So call today. Get a hold of somebody at the Bertrand Golf Course. Highline Golf Course is where it's at next week. 2-day tournament. Greg, before we get out of here, tell the folks what's going on at the arena if you're in the Kearney area for the 4th of July.
Thank you. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock. It all gets underway out at the Vero Event Center with, for the first time ever, we'll have the big stage, covered stage, lights. We've got 5 local bands, a variety of music to cover every genre. We've got food vendors that cover everything from barbecue to good old American hot dog, giant inflatables, rock wall, all kinds of fun things. Really something for everybody. So come out early, stay through the fireworks, which will probably launch at 9:45 tomorrow night. That you coming out?
Love to. I'm planning on it.
Great.
Planning on it.
It'll be highly coordinated. It'll be a lot of direction.
Talking about highly coordinated, a lot of direction. the courtyard at Cunningham Journal. You can enjoy a Thursday night burger night. That was last night. But there's drinks and there's music all weekend long. The courtyard's open. Hey, from 9 to close, big-ass beer specials. They'll keep you smiling all night long. Friday, Saturday nights, all at courtyards at Cunningham Journal. You know, it's a perfect place to go enjoy a refreshing beverage. Winds out of the south. The courtyard, you don't feel the wind. The courtyard's on the north side of the building. Loft upstairs, Cunningham's Journal, courtyard. They got it all. Cunningham's Journal, courtyard, the loft. They do it all. Mike and Yusef are waiting for you down there. Coldest beer in town. Hey, Greg, thanks for sitting in for Doug. Appreciate it today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I was kidding about the direction thing.
Yeah, Adam. I mean,
seriously, what do I know about direction?
Please don't.
Thanks for the opportunity. I really do. I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
And I look forward. Yeah, we got a big next week with a storm. What we got going on with Bogarts?
Bogarts on Wednesday. And then
Computer Thursday. Hardware.
We're going to help them celebrate their 30th anniversary. They've been around 30 years.
Daryl and Joyce.
30 years.
Gosh, they seem like such kids.
Yeah. Who knew that 30 years had gone by so fast for him?
30 years ago in a little Blue Jay. Our friend the Blue Jay. Folks, have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Please be safe. Please wind stop blowing. And we want to thank Brian Munson from the Big Red Report for giving his thoughts on Husker recruiting and where we're at with that. Look forward to you also next week on the Doug and Daddy Show. 12 teams lead up to Big 12 Media Days. That all gets started. A lot of football talk coming your way. It's that time of year. Have a happy 4th. We'll see you on Tuesday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.